Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thanks for the jokes, Floyd in Crown Point, and Dr. Bruce Bloom in Evanston, and Marianne in Maryville sent us some jokes, and Stephen in Wheaton, and Ken in Hillside, and Eric Himes, who is the Divisional Music and Creative Arts Director for the Salvation Army Metropolitan Division, who signs off his email with one word, grace. Nice touch, sir. I like that. Lori and Will Met sent us a joke. Charlene, Barb in Fontana, Wisconsin. Stephanie Alberti sent us a joke. And Kathy sent us a joke, too. And then she wrote, have a great day. I will, as I gaze fondly at my coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. A lot of you are lording your mugs over those who don't have them, and you shouldn't do that, you know. Andy, I'm afraid there's no easy way to say this.
Okay, go ahead.
Worcestershire. I just found out Albert Einstein was a real person. All this time I thought he was a theoretical physicist. You know what they say? The average person is mean. Hey, Andy, how is getting old like frying bacon in the nude?
I don't know how.
Well, you know it's going to hurt, but you don't know where and you don't know when. Which is why I never fry bacon in the nude, by the way.
Good policy.
Jesus walks into a bar, orders 13 glasses of water, turns to his disciples and winks. A snake slithers up to another snake and says, hey, how do you know if we're... A snake slithers up to another snake and says, hey, do you know if we're poisonous? Because I just bit my lip. What do you call a doctor who specializes in Adam's apples? A gynecologist.
Hey, John, I've got a date tomorrow night with a small carp.
Well, that's funny, Andy, because I dated a carp for a while, too.
What was she like?
A little coy. I tried to buy a cup of coffee yesterday with a $50 bill, but they said they don't take bills that large due to possible counterfeits, so I gave them a 40 instead. Boy, it sure is hot today, Andy.
How hot is it?
It's so hot, I saw a dog chasing a cat, and they were both walking. It's so hot, I discovered my seatbelt makes a pretty good branding iron. It's so hot, I saw a fire hydrant chase a dog. It's so hot, the chickens are laying omelets. Which, that's got to hurt.
Stings a little. Stings a little.
Some of you sent us other It's So Hot jokes. We'll feature them tomorrow.